This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, January 22nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Vilsack to address Farm Bureau. Duvall optimistic on the SEC rule and SAF bill on the way in the Senate. Vilsack addresses AFBF. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack's in Salt Lake City today to speak to the annual convention of the American Farm Bureau Federation, the nation's largest general farm organization. The Ag Secretary traditionally meets with AFBF each year and holds a press conference as well. Vilsack will be making his case for what the Biden administration has done for agriculture and rural America. USDA says he'll be announcing, quote, major investments in agriculture input production and clean energy infrastructure that lowers costs, creates new income opportunities, and increases competition for producers and rural businesses. Farm Bureau confident looming SEC rule won't target ag. AFBF believes that the impact on farmers and ranchers of an expected rulemaking from the Securities and Exchange Commission won't be what was initially feared. The SEC is expected to announce soon how much climate data it will require public companies to report. But at the group's annual convention in Salt Lake City here yesterday, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said SEC Chairman Gary Gensler has, quote, expressed to me that that's not their intention at all to tangle farmers up into this. In fact, a conversation with Gensler, Duvall said the SEC leader wanted to know why he was getting emails from 5,000 Farm Bureau members across the country. Both Duvall and AFBF Deputy General Counsel Travis Cushman said the organization does not believe the SEC has the authority to regulate Scope 3 emissions on farms and ranches. But if the SEC were to pursue that authority, Cushman said Farm Bureau, quote, would certainly evaluate legally what our options would be. Also at the annual convention, New Alliance aims to address rural mental health. Several farm groups are joining forces to create the New Farm Family Wellness Alliance and offer resources to raise awareness about mental health in rural America. Duvall announced the news in his speech at the beginning of the organization's convention yesterday. The efforts include a peer-to-peer support community and counseling services available free of charge and around the clock. Duvall said, quote, it's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay not to say something. At the end of the day, it comes down to you and me recognizing the warning signs, however subtle, and acting on them when we see them. Aside from AFBF, the Alliance also includes the Farm Family Foundation, the Farm Foundation, Farm Credit, CoBank, Iowa Farm Bureau, CHS, Land O'Lakes, National Farmers Union, 4-H, FFA, Agriculture Future of America, Together All, and Personal Assistance Services. By the way, AFBF and the Ed Council are also teaming up on public service announcements, sharing mental health stories of farmers and ranchers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senators look to boost SAF development. A bipartisan Senate bill is being introduced today to accelerate the development of sustainable aviation fuel that's made from agricultural feedstocks. The Farm to Fly Act would make clear that SAF is an eligible product for USDA's bioenergy programs and affirms a definition of SAF for USDA's purposes. A similar bill was introduced earlier in the House. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Joni Ernst of Iowa are sponsoring the Senate version of the legislation. FDA ends probe of cantaloupe-linked salmonella outbreak. FDA has closed its investigation of an outbreak of salmonella illness linked to cantaloupe that killed at least six people. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 407 illnesses in 44 states. That in connection with the outbreak. Some 158 people were hospitalized. FDA says the onset of illness was on Christmas Day. After FDA and CDC announced the investigation, there were subsequent recalls of both whole cantaloupes and pre-cut fruit. Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee faces lack of adequate science. Members of the advisory committee working on the next iteration of dietary guidelines for Americans have been frequently stymied in their efforts to come up with definitive answers to scientific questions. That was illuminated at the group's most recent meeting on Friday, where members presented draft conclusion statements on issues such as the effects of consumption of 100% juice by children and adolescents. Looking at studies, they found there was, quote, moderate evidence that drinking 100% juice is not associated with body composition and risk of obesity for that age group. As with other draft statements, the advisory committee found the available studies did not adequately consider race and socioeconomic status. The one thing that's a little bit frustrating sometimes is that there are large numbers of studies, but studies are done in slightly different ways, different perspectives, and there could be 80 studies, and we still can't come up with the real conclusive statement, said Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee member Ed Giovannucci. The committee meets again in May and September as it continues to work to develop the scientific report that we use to develop the final dietary guidelines. Agripur keeping a close eye on conservation funding debate. Dairy processor Agripur is watching the status of Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding, hoping to redouble its efforts to leverage regional conservation partnership program dollars for more of its producers. Holly Jones, Agripur's Director of Global Sustainability, said the processor is already involved with one RCPP project awarded last year to incentivize the implementation of best management practices by South Dakota dairy farmers. Now the goal is to replicate that project elsewhere. I want to get the money while it's on the table so we can support as many dairy producers as we can, Jones said Thursday at the Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay, Wisconsin. RCPP was one of several conservation programs to receive an IRA funding boost, but word that the additional money could be short-lived as lawmakers target it for the upcoming farm bill has trickled from Washington to the countryside. Well, here's today's He Said It. In your business, you take your number one customer, the best customer you have, and think about how well that customer would take it if all you do is complain about that customer. That Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack talking about the tenuous U.S.-China relationship, a major importer of U.S. agriculture goods, during a roundtable with Colorado producers on Friday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, January 22nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jack Nally.